Track 6, and we continue with the main news stories. Petition over coastal railway line protection. A petition calling on the government to reinstate the last phase of works to protect the vulnerable coastal rail line between Dawlish and Tynmouth has secured almost 500 signatures in just a few days. The petition was launched by Modern Railways deputy editor and rail campaigner Andy Bowes-Roden, who described the cliffs above the main line as the Sword of Damocles. Phase 5 of the long-term South West Rail Resilience Programme was due to have strengthened the cliffs at Holcombe, but the government has failed to provide funding for the last piece of the resilience jigsaw, with the cash being earmarked for other schemes. Mr Bowes-Roden, who led the successful campaign to save the Knight Riviera sleeper train from closure in 2005, says the works must be completed. These cliffs were identified as by far the biggest geotechnical risk to the railway by Network Rail in 2014, after 20,000 tonnes of rock fell onto the railway, closing it for 2 months, and they remain so. Until these vital works are completed, those cliffs are a sandstone sword of Damocles hanging over our beautiful but fragile railway. We need as many people as possible to sign the petition, write to their MP, and to travel on the railway to make an unarguable case to the government that the full resilience programme must be completed. On July the 8th, the government announced it was pausing Phase 5 of the South West Rail Resilience Programme, saying we've already invested in significantly in securing the cliffs and making the coastline more resilient and need to focus our investment on other projects. We will keep this scheme under review. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley says the work must be completed. He said it was extremely disappointing and frustrating to all involved that the government haven't committed the funding to enable completion of the programme.
Celebrity couple in fresh planning battle. Celebrity couple Ade Edmondson and Jennifer Saunders are facing a fresh planning battle over a £250,000 extension to their historic Grade 2 listed Dartmoor home. The absolutely fabulous and bottom stars bought their £2 million country retreat 30 years ago to enjoy rural life. The pair, who currently split time between a London townhouse and their Devon home, eventually planned to live in the South West full time. Last year, they were granted planning permission, subject to adhering to several conditions, to carry out a range of landscaping and construction works to the property to better suit their needs and lifestyles. These works include creating a new entrance and parking area, extending a workshop, adding a terrace, replacing a window, building a new garden pavilion, and installing air source heat pumps and a solar array. However, the couple have now applied for several of the planning conditions to be discharged. Dartmoor National Park Authority is now considering an application to disregard some of the conditions. The couple want to remove the stipulation that details of the new replacement painted timber door should be submitted and approved in writing by planners. Planners had been reluctant to consent to the plans last year due to concerns that the impact of the proposals on the listed buildings had not been minimised. Planners had noted that the interior and exterior of the building are of high significance architecturally, historically and archaeologically. A decision on the application to remove the conditions will be made at a later date.
Use pharmacies for summer ailments. The NHS in Devon is launching a new campaign to ask the public to think pharmacy first this summer. The campaign encourages residents and visitors to Devon to visit their local community pharmacy for fast expert treatment for 7 common ailments such as insect bites and sore throats. As the warmer weather brings more time outdoors, there is a surge of minor conditions that can be seen more quickly, safely and effectively by a pharmacy without the need for a GP appointment, freeing up GP appointments for patients who need them most. The Think Pharmacy First campaign encourages people to make use of over 200 pharmacies across Devon for advice, treatment, and over-the-counter medication. Pharmacists can offer advice on a range of illnesses, such as coughs, colds, sore throats, ear infections, and aches and pains. They can also give advice about medicines. This includes how to use your medicine and worries about side effects or any other questions you have.
Adventurous Bobby dies at the age of 100. An inspiring and adventurous centenarian who celebrated her 100th birthday in January has died. Tributes have been paid to Barbara Bobby Blatchford, who lived in Newton Abbot with her late husband Don from the 1980s before moving to a care home in Bobby Tracy 2 years ago. Her son Eric said she had attributed her long and healthy life to a combination of a good diet, an active lifestyle, a loving family, a large group of trusted friends, a deep and lasting religious faith, and finally, the occasional glass of wine or Bailey's Irish Cream. Her family of sons Eric and Roy, 3 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren, were always her pride and joy. Eric said Bobby was not only a natural Good Samaritan in her everyday life, but became a formal member of the Samaritans in Southampton for many years. She also helped with Meals on Wheels, and separately she visited hospital wards, taking books on wheels to patients. She was a long-time member of Mothers Union until more recent years. For more than 30 years, Bobby worshipped at St. Blaise Church in Hackham, where she helped with flower arranging, carol concerts and social events, forging deep connections along the way. Born in Plymouth in 1925, Bobby joined the Women's Auxiliary Air Force when she was just 17, despite knowing her parents would not be pleased. She was determined to enlist, and it was during her time in the WAF that she was given the nickname Bobby to distinguish her from the many other women called Barbara in her unit. After the war, Bobby met and married Don in 1948, and they remained devoted to each other for 73 years. Bobby moved to Marbury House residential home in 2023 at the age of 98. Eric said Marbury House has been a wonderful place for Bobby in recent times, with extremely caring staff who looked after her so very well. Her funeral will be held at St. Blaise's Church, Hackham, where she worshipped for many years, on August the 29th. The service will begin at midday, with lunch for family and friends afterwards.
Newton Abbot Fire Station will welcome the public for a special open day at the end of August. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, August 31st, the fire station will open its doors to raise funds for the firefighters charity. The free event, which is the first of its kind for the station for close to 10 years, will showcase the station's fire engine and other specialist vehicles alongside activities for children. We'll be doing live fire, ladder and RTC demonstrations throughout the day, said a spokesman. Our road safety team will also be attending and bringing with them their crash car. Food and other refreshments will be available from Kimmy's food van in the B&Q car park.
Council invests £200,000 in rural access projects. Teignbridge District Council have invested more than £200,000 in projects that improve access and connectivity across our rural communities, thanks to funding from the UK Government's Rural England Prosperity Fund. Projects supported have included a new off-road path delivered by the Moreton Hampstead Community Trust, which were awarded over £10,000. The new path in Moreton Hampstead links directly to the Ray Valley Trail, making a safe and accessible path perfect for walking, cycling, wheelchairs and pushchairs. Grants of up to £75,000 are now available for community projects through the Rural Economy and Communities Fund.